This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S.-backed forces are searching through remnants of the Islamic State's final enclave in northeastern Syria, looking for fighters, mines, and booby-trapped explosives. The effort to sift through the broken buildings and shredded tents that litter the landscape in the town of Baghouz came a day after Syrian Democratic Forces took the area from IS fighters and what officials described as a significant blow to the terror group. In Washington, U.S. President Trump told reporters the very last speck of IS-held territory would be liberated within hours. He also discussed plans for leaving some of the U.S. troops there.
We're leaving 200 people there and 200 people in another place in Syria, closer to Israel, for a period of time.
There are still that unknown of IS fighters lurking in trenches dug all around the former IS enclave, as well as in a complex network of caves and tunnels. President Trump talked to reporters Wednesday about the future of tariffs on China as negotiations there continue. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
President Trump says U.S. tariffs on China are likely to remain in place for a while, even if the two countries reach a trade deal. He says even if an agreement is reached, tariffs imposed by Washington are likely to remain until U.S. officials are convinced the Chinese are adhering to the terms of any agreement. The president says the Chinese have had a lot of problems living up to some previous deals. Tit-for-tat tariffs imposed last year by the United States and China, the world's two largest economies, ignited fears of a trans-Pacific trade war. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
In response to an ethics complaint last week, the Pentagon's Office of Inspector General has launched an investigation into allegations that Acting Secretary of Defense Pat Shanahan violated ethics rules by promoting his former employer. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe is retrieving and burying bodies as Mozambique begins 3 days of national mourning for victims of the cyclone there. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The full number of cyclone victims and the extent of the damage done will only be known when torrential floodwaters recede. Persistent rains are forecast, so it will be days before the plains of Mozambique drain towards the Indian Ocean. Zimbabwe's president will visit the hard-hit mountain community on the eastern border with Mozambique. Officials say some 300 people may have died in Zimbabwe as a result of the floods. Mozambican officials say its death toll is 200 and rising. A report earlier in the week predicted the full number to be more like 1,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New Zealand will ban military-style semi-automatic rifles under tough new gun laws following the killing of 50 people in the country's worst mass shooting. That's according to the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Thursday. In the immediate aftermath of last Friday's shootings at the two mosques in Christchurch, Ardern labeled the attack as terrorism and said New Zealand's gun laws would in fact change. Ardern said that she expects the new laws to be in place by April 11th and a buyback scheme will be established for banned weapons. She said all semi-automatic weapons used during the terrorist attack on Friday 15th of March will be banned. Turkey is heralding as groundbreaking a joint military operation with Iran against Kurdish rebel groups. Turkish-Iranian relations have markedly improved to the concern of Turkey's Western allies. Coordinated and concurrent military strikes against terror groups were carried out along the borders of the two countries, according to a statement by the Iranian Interior Ministry released Wednesday. Officials in Afghanistan have delayed the country's presidential polls for a second time, setting September 28th as the new date for the ballot. They also announced Wednesday that provincial council elections in all 34 Afghan provinces also will be held on the same date. The Independent Election Commission said recent amendments in election laws and pending resolution of numerous problems and challenges facing the voting system prompted it to push back the polls. Presidential election originally was scheduled for April 20th, then delayed to July 20th, mainly due to security concerns. An American woman has filed a lawsuit against Harvard University, accusing the prestigious institution of shamelessly profiting from photos of her ancestors who were slaves in the 19th century. Tamara Lanier of Connecticut is suing the Ivy League school for wrongful seizure, possession, and expropriation of images of a great-great-great-grandfather, Renty, and his daughter, Delia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.